You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's a program from our archives. Most people think of cultural history as something that's written, passed down in journals and texts. Well, another way to study the past is by looking at our holidays. Often these annual observances are a kind of time capsule bearing the story of where we came from. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. During this week, about 200 years ago, African slaves in New York State gathered to celebrate Pinkster, a spring holiday with Dutch origins.
Pinkster, historically, is the celebration which the Dutch introduced to the Hudson Valley. And it recognizes, really, the return of spring, the return of life.
Albert James Williams Myers is a professor of black studies at the State University of New York in New Paltz. He tells us that Pinkster began as the Dutch celebration of Pentecost, which takes place 50 days after Easter. But the holiday soon passed into the hands of the African slaves who were working on Dutch land.
I would say in the beginning they perhaps stood on the sidelines and watched, and gradually over time they themselves got involved. What happens over a period of time is that Pinkster, by the middle of the 1700s, it really becomes an African festival. It's not that the Europeans had withdrawn, just that the Africans had got so involved in it. And for the African, it was a way of preserving his and her traditions. They were able to use a European vehicle by which to give expression to their African traditions.
Thanks to Tom Phillips for the fiddle music and the Children of Dahomey for the drumming. Pulse of the Planet is presented by the National Endowment for the Humanities. I'm Jim Metzner.
We've been listening to a program from our archives. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast,